What up, you fucking nerds? Welcome back to another edition of Log In, brought to you today by Bottles and Brews, Omaha's best beer and liquor store.
It's football season, so it's booze up.
Yeah, I mean, like, get in there and get it. That being said, today we are talking about
my favorite shit ever.
The greatest show that's ever been made, and not because it's actually the greatest show that's ever been made, but because of how angry it makes 30-year-old white men specifically.
They're the only one. Well, that, and there's a couple people like on TikTok, like, I don't know, the people who want to be eaten at the table, just those few token colored people, like, well, here's why it's trash. Like, just his last episode of She-Hulk, people are like, oh, she got hit while she was Walter, yeah, and they're like, she should have broke her jaw or some shit like that. I'm like, y'all remember when Bruce jumped off a fucking plane right in front of, what's the wolf's name?
What are you talking about, when he went through the barn?
No, when he was like, he was talking
in Ragnarok, yeah. And he jumped off the ship and just landed smack on the Rainbow Bridge. I do remember that, yeah. Do they not realize healing factor, you dumbasses? They possess one.
Right. But yeah, they're like, oh, this is why the show is trash, because she should have broken her jaw or some shit like that. I'm like, dude, for real?
Oh, you know what we forgot to do?
Fuck that shit. We already here.
That's true. But we do have a guest here in the building. Say something.
Something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. So, because This is beneficial to people because, A, she's a female, and B, she's not a fucking She-Hulk nerd. She doesn't read comic books, but she's a fan of the show. Can you tell us why?
Ooh. I'm a fan of the show just because it's all about girl power. So I feel, hey, more girl power, the better.
Now, is this the only Marvel show that you like?
Oh, not at all. I like a lot of Marvel shows.
Right.
Top three right now, go.
Ooh, that's not funny.
That's kind of gatekeepish, ain't it?
Right.
I have to, because it's going to tie into the whole thing.
You beat me to it, honestly.
Wow. Okay, well, I guess not in any order.
No order. Just
okay, She-Hulk is definitely one of them. wow. Miss Marvel is very good, because it hits a little, you know, young adults, you know, all that good stuff. And for some reason, I like Loki.
Fair enough.
I really like Loki.
And that's not even your favorite. You're missing one.
What's my favorite?
Daredevil.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about Daredevil.
Oh, my God. You see how people are reacting over that fucking, just that
the
little
yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But the whole gatekeeping thing is like a full circle, because now that people are getting into this nerd shit, they're also trying to gatekeep this shit. I'm like, you guys understand that this is toned down, She-Hulk? Like, in the comics, she's got a body count that she's proud of.
Like, wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, dude. She's, in the most positive way I can say this, a whore. Like, she just, you want to fuck? Me too. Let's go.
For real.
like.
She gave Hercules one of his trials in the fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
She went.
She slept with a lot of dudes in Marvel.
Headboard to headboard with the Juggernaut.
And the thing is, she's not, in a lot of cases, she's not being pursued. She's doing the pursuing.
Wow.
Just like, Hercules, come on, dude. You hot as fuck. You're single.
This is one of your
so
labors,
am I.
Huh?
Let's get this shit in, because you can't hurt me.
Right.
Well, I guess I can see why now she went on the dating website as She-Hulk, and all the dudes was ding, 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 ding her up.
Which, let's talk about, like, the
first
dude.
Of all, I don't know another man that wouldn't.
Facts. Like. Secondly, the buff pediatrician dude, who, when he saw Jen and was like, ugh, I was like, you're a bitch. You're a whole bitch in every sense of the goddamn word. If I'd have woke up, I went to bed with She-Hulk, and I woke up to another pretty girl making me breakfast and shit. I'd be like,
she made you breakfast, dog.
Yeah. I'd be like, so are you She-Hulk? And she'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, this is fucking awesome. This is like a built-in threesome.
Yeah.
Like, why the fuck would I not want to pursue this?
She could transform mid.
Yeah.
Mid booty clapping.
Yeah. Yeah. just
I have questions,
and then go back. Yeah, right. I didn't need answered. But like, is your Kegel game stronger as She-Hulk? I would assume so. And like, can you pick me up? Like,
oh my!
I mean, I'm just saying. She'd be like, I make the headboard rock on this motherfucker. I fuck the shit out of him.
I'd be right there, Kevin Hart said. And I'd be cleaning up her house like she sure did, y'all. Yeah. It's fucking amazing. Kept like, man. She's a lawyer, so she's once her six figures of student debt are fucking paid, she's golden. She's about to rake in a shit ton of money in a superhero law division that she's the head of. Fucking douchebag.
I mean, dudes were getting mad that she was twerking with Megan Thee Stallion an episode ago. Or two episodes.
That was funny.
Yeah, that shit was funny. She's like, I'll kill for you, Megan Thee Stallion. Like they say the whole Megan Thee Stallion title. She's like, whoa, hold back.
I was just like, okay, granted, one of them's CGI. But there's still two sexy, statuesque women right there. Like, what are y'all complaining about? Like, if this was the comic book, she would have twirled around on a pole, literally.
Dude, she did, but not only did she Xerox her ass on a color Xerox machine and broke it and got in trouble for it, but she also jump roped naked just because. Yep. In the comics. This is all. This is what I'm saying. She's toned down and dudes are already melting over her. Just little nuances in the episode. Like, oh my god, this is where Marvel's at. I'm like, this is not a normal Marvel show. She's not a normal Marvel superhero. Like, she even says she's not a superhero. She's somebody that has powers. That's it.
Yeah, because isn't it on Disney?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. People.
Well, Deadpool and Deadpool 2 are now on Disney, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that. Like, because that means we're going to get more Deadpools. Yep. And then he's going to eventually cross over into the Marvel universe.
She-Hulk is the perfect fucking show for him to cross over into.
100%. 100%. To do that, break the fourth wall all the time? Yeah.
Because Jen could be like breaking the fourth wall and he could just be like a passerby and I'm like, hold on, wait. You see them too?
He could be the Stan Lee.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with Ryan Reynolds popping up in every goddamn Marvel property ever.
Yeah. Huh. He could definitely be the Stan Lee. That would actually fit. Just random insert of just Deadpool anywhere in any in fucking Moon Knight or some shit. Just anywhere.
Did you watch Moon Knight?
No.
Okay.
People were bitching about that. Like that post I showed you. Did you read the comics on that post?
I read some of them. Oh my and they God. Infuriated me and I'm just like, y'all are fucking morons.
But they want to post fucking X-Men as a fucking this is the Marvel I grew up with. I'm sorry that you watched the X-Men. The only thing that was good out of it was Halle Berry as Storm. And even then, like, it was just an aesthetic, not like an acting game.
That was, I'm like, if that's what y'all are hinging y'all argument on, dude, that Fantastic Four, that X-Men, and
all right, guilty that, pleasure, I actually liked Fantastic Four, the OG version.
You like Jessica Alba in Fantastic Four.
Yes, I did.
So but, shut the fuck no, up like, after that.
I mean, like, Chris Evans as the
Chris Evans George. Was good. He was good.
And there was that whole dynamic, and the guy that played fucking The Thing.
Yeah.
Like,
the dude who was from The cast. Shield. Yeah.
It was a good cast
with a shit movie.
Yeah.
Well, same as the last fucking Fantastic Four that came out. Good cast, shit movie.
The fan of Kate Mara.
And I love me some Brandon B. Jordan.
Yeah.
Or Michael B. Jordan. Sorry.
Brandon B. Jordan? Yeah. Yes.
I saw that post. You if like if Michael B. Jordan and Nia Long get cheated on, none of us are safe.
No,
I'm just like,
we're not.
Yeah. No, we're not. Like at all.
Nope.
Michael B. Jordan, he's a fucking god amongst men. Like second only to Brad Pitt.
And Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds. For the longest, like, during the pandemic, I think Ryan Reynolds was getting people through it. Like, at least on TikTok, there was like, oh, people I would cheat on my wife with. It's fucking
Ryan Reynolds.
They're like, it's probably Ryan Reynolds. Click Ryan Reynolds in, like, fucking Blade 3 Trinity Shade. They're like, all right, I'll let that happen.
He is a handsome fella.
Yeah, he is. Fucking, he's one of those dudes, him and like Brad Pitt, and I'm like, why are you this good looking, dude? Fuck you. Like, there's no reason for anybody to be that good looking.
Ooh, Zac Efron.
I mean, he just got cast in this movie about the Von Erich wrestling family from back in the 70s and 80s. And I'm just like, he ain't big enough. Like, he gonna have to pack on some muscle because them was some
dude,
big.
He got fat for a role.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. So he's committed to acting. All right, cool.
He said he's never going to get back in his Baywatch weight because that dude was like sub 5% body fat. I'm like, yeah, that's not feasible. Like, at when I was walking around at like 10% body fat, that was hard to maintain. I said, fuck that shit. Bourbon six pack did not know how to act.
Fortunately, I never had one. I had a four pack, but I can never get those two lowers because of the appendectomy.
Damn.
Which is good for me, because if I'd have had a six pack, I'd have never kept a shirt on, and then I'd have had way more kids than I have now. It's just it's the universe's way of saying, nigga, you don't need all that.
That's where I was like, yep, I'm
absolutely.
The older I got, I was like, no, I'll just be that old douchebag. Just be, yeah. The best thing about college girls is they all stay the same age. That would have been me.
You were Matthew McConaughey.
Yes.
Oh man.
But so. No, like I love going to war. Like, with just different dudes, when I'm not banned from Facebook, but definitely on TikTok, just them being pissed off.
Dude, and one of the best things about the show is that they're literally making fun of those guys in that show.
Oh, yeah, no, like, especially the Megan Stallion.
They knew
one?
Exactly how this shit was going to play out, because this shit
it's
was
the fucking
filmed
foresight, dude.
Months and months ago. And I was like, they knew exactly how this was going to play out, and they fucking nailed it. And they got some of the best side characters of all the Marvel shows.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Madison?
Yeah.
With a Y, but it's not
where
you think
it is.
Wongers.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's like, I already need her and Wong their own fucking show. Like,
100%. I could take a whole three seasons just them just sitting on the couch talking about Sopranos. Like, that's all they really have to do.
Right.
It's just this motherfucker Wong is coming from whatever mysticism he needed to come from. Madison's at whatever club. He just, boom, she drops down on the couch. Wongers!
Right, already tipsy.
She's like, oh my God, is it season three already? Like, it'd be fucking great.
Yeah, no, I was like, I didn't know I needed a drunk white girl, but I do. First of all, I think drunk white women are indestructible. Because,
well, clearly, she made it through what? Dimensions of
like six stages of hell?
Right. She's like, yeah, how do you have a blood sacrifice to a like, demon? Whatever.
Can't really talk about it?
Right. Like, no, I've seen some drug white women take some pretty sketchy falls and walk, like, just get back up and there's nothing wrong with them. They're like, did I just fall? I'm like, yeah, your head bounced off the concrete. Why would I do that? I don't know, because you're
that is a fucking hilarious drunk. Why would I do that? I don't know, bitch. You tell me. Like, that's why I don't drink.
No, because then you miss out on all the great shit that happens. That I want to be the person that recalls shit. Like, what happened? Oh, bitch, you was
here. I got this
world star.
I got this on film. Oh man. So, since we're on the topic of She-Hulk and Disney. They're going to do a standard 8 episodes like pretty much all their other shows, right?
Yep.
Also, I loved it. The people complaining about it are still watching it. Like, stop fucking watching it.
Oh, because they're trying to get more content. At least the TikTokers are. Like, oh, I'm going to nitpick this shit. And then
I did
love that the fucking actual comic dudes are like, this is where you fucked up. Like, this is literally how she is all the fucking time. And this is the best, like, even the writers, like, that wrote She-Hulk, all 8 of them were like, this is perfect. Like, this is the perfect show. Like, this is exactly how I'd want her to be portrayed.
And again, this is toned down She-Hulk.
Oh, dude, they can't handle it. Like, they already don't like women who just, like, they're the ones, like, yeah, it's hot girl summer. I'm banging whoever I want to bang. They're like, oh, then you can't take her home. They're going to get all Andrew Tate on you. But, like, she is literally the antithesis of pissing off incels the world over.
A lot of those dudes is, even in some of them who are kind of knowledgeable, I've seen in comment sections talking about, well, yeah, she slept with all these guys in the comics, but would you want to end up with somebody who? I was like, why are you, first of all, it's a fictional body count. That's first and fucking foremost. Secondly, what type of insecure dick face worries about
tell
a female's body
dick
count.
Telling me you got a little
dick. I was just like, I don't give a fuck what this nigga did before me. I care about what she did after and with me. Like, because my body count ain't low. So, like, how the fuck am I to judge?
I think a lot of dudes just ain't getting laid these days. So when a girl.
Which is sad because it's so easy.
Well, it is, but, like, I guess.
He's got married women throwing it at people.
I guess it is, and it also isn't, because some dudes are just, like, They're dying.
I literally had an old woman just throw it to me. It's come and go. Like, literally, dude. I'm just sidetracked. But just because, like.
I like your Man of Steel shirt.
You're not far off. You're not far off. So I'm getting the Fiji waters for me and Nina. And I go up to the counter. There's a white dude in front of me getting a 24 pack. This short little light skin, older black lady who guaranteed used to be a crackhead in the 90s. I'm like, I know an ex crackhead when I see him. Half her two front teeth are missing. I mean, like just like half of it. The other half is still attached to the gums.
Ooh, shit, that's
it basically teeth. Looked like Bobby Brown's hairdo in Every Little Step I Take, but in her mouth.
Damn.
Yeah, right. But
she had the Gumby in her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
It's my cutting tooth.
Exactly. Like she could a beer if the tab broke. But I digress. So I'm standing there, and it looked like I was in the candy aisle looking at shit. But she was like, looked at me. I was like, oh, I'm like, you can go first. All she had was one beer. And I was like, yeah, you can pay for that. That's fine. She goes, no. You can go ahead of me because you're going to buy mine. And like did the little shoulder fucking thing. No. And I was just like, okay.
Hey.
Right. And then so my phone goes off. And I was like, ah, what is that? But I got my hands full. And she's like, you want me to reach in your pocket and take your phone out? And just as a joke, I was like, nah, because you're going to grab something else. And she goes, I sure would, and it would be fun. And I was just looking at her. She's like, you ain't got that S on your chest for no reason. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, she is bold, man. There's white people here. Like, like what are you doing? Like, so I put my shit. She was in the whip at the pump. So I put my shit on the counter. I pay for it. And as I'm paying for it, I checked to see what the notification was. It was just ESPN. So I set my phone on the counter to take my card out the goddamn machine. My phone is open. And I showed Nina this as soon as I got in the goddamn car. She literally dialed her number and called it.
There you go. Now.
You know what I mean? Ta-ta. And I was like, ta-ta for now because it's we're not doing this.
T-T like, for then, ta-ta yeah. now.
You know what I mean? So then I told Nina about that shit. I was like, she's like, well, old ladies love you. I'm like, apparently shit is fucking weird.
Hey, man. She's already over the hill. You got to wait for her to croak before you inherit her estate.
Yeah.
Maybe she has something. You never know.
Nah, she smoked that.
She smoked all that.
She did. She was buying a steel reserve. You ain't got no damn money.
No, never mind. it's like buying a 40 ounce of OE.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a St. Ides from the 90s. Like, nigga, you drinking St. Ides? Like,
or the early 2000s, you got a Four Loko. Like, oh, you trying to get drunk like, quick.
Yeah. You're trying to not remember tonight.
Right. Oh, my God. No, that and, She-Hulk aside, fucking The Little Mermaid.
Dude, somebody said, excuse me, that the fucking trailer was too woke. I'm like, in that 30-second clip,
right?
Like, she didn't put down no dudes. She didn't say how hard her life was because of dudes.
She's the false equivalencies that people were like, oh, guess we gotta go and make Ryan Gosling play freaking Black Panther and Tiana make her white. I'm like, you understand? They actually tied culture into the story, so you really can't. You can make Aquaman black. Aquaman.
So here somebody brought Tiana up specifically. They deleted my comment because they're pussies. But I was like, oh, that's funny you bring up Tiana. Nobody in 2009 was complaining when Disney made Tiana a black woman. And nope. Disney's first black princess. And do you know what that story's based off of? An old Germanic fucking tale from like the 1800s, if I'm not mistaken.
And they tied in New Orleans culture into that shit.
And you know Germany, the historically white-ass country where no nigga has ever been birthed until like the 19th or 18th century? Like, come on, dude. Like, y'all didn't care then. Why do you give a fuck now? You're not mad that she's black. You're mad that she ain't white. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah. It's the same thing with, like I said before we even started recording, about Snow White. I don't know who's fucking playing it, but this girl that they had pictured She looked white. She was white, passing Hispanic.
So she was like a Spaniard.
Yeah.
Because that's what that is.
Yeah. I was like, y'all really, like, she looks almost spot on. Can she sing? That's my only requirement is, can you sing? Because if you're going to star in a Disney movie, you got to know how to sing.
And that's why Little Mermaid was perfect.
Oh, yeah. I was like, she can sing.
And they were talking about, like, well, if you're doing this to include just these people, then by the laws of nature, you're excluding other people. And right here, right now, I can prove that to be bullshit, because this woman was born in the late 1900s.
Why you gotta say it?
Because we all were. We were all born in the late 1900s. I'm trying to lean into it so it doesn't piss me off as much. But she was born a few years before I was, and I was born early 80s. What's your favorite Disney movie of all time?
Ariel.
That's not a Disney movie. It's The Little Mermaid, but good job.
You do that all the time. But anyways, Little Mermaid.
Right. So,
Mom, you knew the answer.
So if Little Mermaid couldn't exclude a young black lady in the late 80s, a young black girl in the late, because you were about, what, 10 or 11 when that came out, yep. Give or take? Because that came out 89, 90-ish?
Yeah, almost 10, 11.
If it didn't exclude a little black girl, then why the fuck would it exclude little white girls now?
I just think it's dumb, because I was like, so you're going to get pissed off that Ursula's played by a white woman? She ain't nobody purple.
Because if they would have made Ariel white and then, like, because she wants, who do you want cast as?
Queen Latifah.
Yeah. She wants Queen Latifah as Ursula so bad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because
she did an excellent job in the play.
She did.
So.
She did.
That's cool, but. Then people would have been like, oh, why you got to make the black woman a fucking sea witch?
True.
Like, there's no pleasing you sons of bitches.
No pleasing everybody.
Just shut the fuck. And then I started hitting them with the same bullshit, I'm not racist, but rhetoric.
Yeah.
I was like, well, how do we know that she wasn't just the best option? Man, why are you bringing race into it?
People in the debate community were like, go arguing semantics, because that's what they do. Like, well, the author was from Denmark. So technically she should have been white. I'm like, no. I was like, because I could write a story and base it on a completely different culture and it wouldn't make them fucking biracial angels like myself. Like,
one of the funniest retorts to that I've seen was this country dude. And I ain't gonna lie, he had me in the first half of the video. I was like, what bullshit is about to spew out of his sister fucking mouth? And then he got me. He swerved me. I was like, oh, good shit, sir. He was like, I tell you what, man, y'all all mad about this Ariel? I'm just a good old boy. Do a lot of fishing. And he's like, let me tell you, there are black fish. And he shows pictures of black fish. And he's like, you want to see a white fish? And he shows this ugly blob fish looking fucking thing. And I'm just like, you're like the fucking ugly. He's like,
I was watching Daily Wire and my favorite person to roast, and he actually responded to me a couple times on Twitter, is Matt Walsh. And he's like, well, scientifically speaking, if there were mermaids, they would be white. I'm like, actually, if you have skin, like normal human skin, you would tan quicker underwater. I was like, so.
Yeah, and that has a magnifying glass.
Yeah, I'm like, and if anything, mermaids, like the lore itself, come from the Greeks. Like, they be tan-skinned motherfuckers.
Not only that, but the deeper you go into the ocean, the blacker the fish get.
Yeah.
Like,
or they're see-through.
Yeah, or bioluminescent. Like,
like, I can see your guts from here.
I saw one dude. He was like, I'm sick of the appropriation. This Little Mermaid shit is going too far. Why are you trying to fucking make everything? You're trying to deviate from the original material. And again, he's had me in the second half. He's like, this is what Ariel should like. And I'm thinking about to show some pretty redhead girl. Nope, he shows a Greek, like a AI rendered Greek depiction of a mermaid with the gills in the sides and just fucked up, just
the Harry
looking
Potter fucking mermaids.
Yeah, or the Cabin in the Woods style mermaids, that type shit. I'm like, yeah, because that's what they would look like.
Well, like, I even I went deeper than I needed to, because like I said, we were arguing semantics, and turned out the mermaid story is about the author, like a gay love confession that didn't pan out. Because she becomes like sea foam or some shit like that.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, the actual tale is fucked up.
Yeah.
And he never mentions her ethnicity one time. All he says is she has eyes of fire, which in my mind would make it seem like that's the sea in the depths of the fucking ocean. Like, the fuck?
So she doesn't have blue or green eyes.
Yeah, and even with fucking... No, I'm sorry. Hair of Fire, blue eyes. But even then, black people have blue eyes.
Yes, they do. I saw a baby with blue eyes.
Black people have red hair. She has a ginger cousin.
Oh, yeah. No,
fucking weirdo.
My friend is albino. I'm like, how do you feel it? You being represented finally. He's like, fuck you. I'm like, I'm just saying, dog. Like, I'm like, she is a little lighter than you. But you know what I'm saying. He's like, no, I'm pissed off she ain't got freckles.
Like, fair enough.
You ain't shit, dog.
Fair enough. But see, and the girl can sing.
Absolutely.
That's the direct thing. Because you as a black woman, Nina, in today's day and age, right? Little Mermaid was your favorite movie growing up. Mm-hmm. Disney movie, at least, right? Mm-hmm. Now, how does it make you feel seeing that trailer as a Little Mermaid fan?
Awesome.
Why?
That she could be depicted as something other than a white girl.
Now, what if it's not a good movie?
Then that would suck.
And what would make it a not good? Like, because I think even though Lion King made a shit ton of movie, it's not good.
You mean shit ton of money?
Money, yes. I'm sorry. Thank you.
A shit ton of movie.
Yeah.
All the movies.
It was a shit ton of movie, though.
Right.
It was like.
I know. I had a star-studded cast. Yeah,
y'all wasted Seth Rogen, Billy Eichner, fucking Childish Gambino. I'm sorry. When he's an actor, he's Donald Glover.
Right.
You know what would ruin Lion King for me? As soon as they announced that Beyonce was Nala, I'm like, yep, that's going to fucking suck. She can't even voice act. Quit. Some people just ain't got that. Let her be in her lane and stay there.
Careful now. The Beehive might get you.
And fuck them. The only movie she's ever done good in, and that's only because it was supposed to be intentionally cheesy, was Austin Powers.
Yep.
That's the only one.
Dude, yeah.
Because it was supposed to be that.
Was she Sasha Fierce? Or whatever, what was her name?
And was Foxy like, Cleopatra, yeah, yes. And I'm a whole lot of woman.
I was like, yep, I fucking love that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, that's it was great. That's exactly what she needed to be. But, like, anything past that, no thank you. Like, that one Thriller she was in where she had to fight the white girl. I think she was married to Idris Elba or some shit in it.
Yep.
Terrible.
That white girl trying to take her man from her in her life.
Yeah, even in Cadillac Records, playing Etta James, I was like, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
She's not an actress. What about her voiceover? What movie was that? She played the...
Epic.
Yep, there you go.
Epic. She plays the... It's a weird fairy kind of Fern Gully-esque type movie. And she plays like the queen.
Yep, there you go.
And she dies in it, thankfully.
Oh, man. Like, that's a different topic, but I just think she's overrated.
Yeah, 100%.
But yeah, no, I was just like, I just think it's the weirdest hill to die on to allege. Because I think the word woke is being abused in the worst context possible.
They're not using they're not using it right.
I don't know, like, this doesn't fit the context of what woke is, to be honest with you. I'm like, oh, here you come with the semantic bullshit. I'm like, I'm just saying, if you're going to do it right. Like, if the movie's going to suck, then, I mean, wait for it to come out first.
Hey, look, you same motherfuckers who are telling us to not argue on technicalities and semantics are the same sons of bitches who, when Trump said, stand back and stand by, well, technically he never ordered them to do.
That's an order.
Like, yeah,
military order.
Fuck you, dude. Like, you want to use technicalities now? Eat a dick.
I've been told to stand by in the military on the pad for 4 hours, and he left me there. I had to stand by that whole fucking time.
Yeah.
Granted, it was an easy way to make money, but it was a boring way to make money.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do it just to fuck with me.
That's why I hate flagging at work. I'm like, this is easy as fuck, but god damn, this is mind-numbingly boring.
Oh, man, I gotta tell you something about that on another time.
All right. That being said, so She-Hulk's gonna do 8, and then they just dropped Pinocchio. Have you watched that at all, either one of y'all?
No.
Just the trailer.
Yeah. I saw some TikTok videos of him cutting up on the dance floor.
From Shrek?
No.
Oh, the actual Pinocchio?
Yes.
Because I think Pinocchio dancing, nigga, I automatically think Shrek. And I don't know why. It's just childish. Huh.
I saw him cutting up with the dance, so I was like, all right then. He was dancing so much that he almost caught fire.
Nice. Did you like Pinocchio as a kid? The OG?
I did, but at the same time, like, it was scary for me.
Oh, the donkey transformations and shit, because those were
like, no, the whale fucking terrified me.
Oh, really?
I don't know why. But I think just because he was swallowing people, I'm like, they can do that. And I lived in Hawaii.
I'm like, because you're in Hawaii on a beach and you see humpbacks on a daily? Right. Fuck you and your charmed existence.
Right. If you see a whale in real life, you're like, damn, we really are small. Like,
yeah, no, I've seen to scale pictures, I've seen pictures of motherfuckers in scuba diving just with their hands. I'm like, God damn.
And that's when I was like, yeah, that's terrifying. I could be surfing or just floating and then.
Well, I was landlocked, so I didn't have those irrational fears. No. So it was just fine to me.
That's funny. Your brother does. He's scared of whales.
He is. He's scared of deep bodies of water in general. I'm just like, nigga, you ain't never left Nebraska. Like, what the fuck?
It's unknown, unknown.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, no.
Are you? Do you actually plan on watching it?
Yeah, absolutely. I always watch all the live actions and the remakes and shit like that. Because I just want to see how they measure up. Because I know all these Disney movies are for our kids. Like, that's all it really is. But kids don't care.
I refuse to watch Aladdin. I refuse to watch Aladdin. Me too. I haven't watched
it, and I won't.
I watched it.
Because they fucked up on casting. Even though everybody says, Will Smith did a great job.
Well, I mean, think about it this way. You can't beat Robin Williams' acting.
No. But you could get somebody who could very well be on par with them.
We could have gotten a Jack Black.
That's exactly who I wanted.
Yeah, no, I was the same way. Because he can sing too.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, it's still, like, you get a little taste of Robin Williams, then you'd want all of them.
Or Jim Carrey.
He wouldn't want to do it.
But he could. I don't give... No, he wouldn't sing. Yeah, he would. He would 100% sing.
He would sing, but it wouldn't be a good song.
It would be. Like, yeah, dude. Like, I'm telling you.
I can't picture it.
I'm telling you. Jim Carrey. But Jack Black was my number one choice. As soon as I heard they were going to do that, I'm like, oh, Jack Black's got to be the genie. He's the closest to that manic, fucking, psychotic, never-ending energy that Robin Williams had.
True.
So, but yeah, and I'm with Nina on that one. I refuse to watch it.
I almost tried to watch it, but the TV just, like, switched off. And was like, nope. So it wasn't in the universe for me not to watch it. Because literally just started it and something happened with the power. So the universe said no, so I'm just going to listen.
Fair enough. The Jungle Book was the best one so far. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast was solid.
I do like Beauty and the Beast.
Didn't watch Cinderella.
Fucking that Gaston shit just had me going.
Like, yeah, they got the perfect dude to play Gaston.
Yeah.
Like,
yes, they did.
Fuck. I was like,
all right. You had the dude that played Olaf be his little hype man?
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking perfect. And I'm a big fan of Emma Watson, so, you know, I was going to watch it.
Yeah. Puberty done right. I was just watching...
You know she could sing, though.
I was just watching This Is the End with her when she comes back in from the apocalypse with that, and they're talking about not raping her, but all she hears is the words rape. Have you not seen This Is the End? Mm-mm. With Seth Rogen and James Franco and Craig Robinson, oh, Danny McBride, gosh. Emma Watson, Rihanna, Kevin Hart,
damn,
Aziz Ansari. Yeah, yeah. Dude,
now I have to watch
Michael
it.
Cera. Oh, it's on Netflix right now, dude.
Michael Cera's character.
Dude, my God, you've never seen that movie for real? Holy shit, dude. Yeah, that's your homework for this week. Like, watch that movie, dude. It is fucking amazing.
So please see, said you at least watch Rapapalooza.
Yes, I've seen that.
Okay.
Okay.
But, what, do they tie in?
No, they don't.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a post-apocalyptic, hilarious comedy. No.
A smooth transition for me?
No, yeah, dude, that shit's funny as fuck, man.
No, I have to watch the Mike Tyson documentary and shit. And then
the one on Power, Hulu?
Yeah, on Hulu, yeah.
Yeah, is now, it good?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right.
I mean, you already saw the biography. Yeah. So, I mean, that's all it is like a Michael Jackson type movie-esque biopic type thing. That's all it really is. But, like, I mean, there's also Ring of Power that's out, and I'm watching
Ring of Power.
It's on Amazon. It's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched that, and I haven't watched House of the Dragon yet. Mm-hmm. Even though Nina's like, good movie, you know, House of the Dragon.
Oh, my God. People are dying on that hill, too.
What hill?
That they don't like that the female lead is a powerful woman. Yeah, like, out. Oh my God, they just keep pushing this woke shit because I'm like, really? This is literally a Targaryen thing. Like, Game of Thrones is literally about women running shit.
Not only that, but Women have power. There is power in the pussy. You can't tell
us to an incel. Yes.
I know.
Really?
That's what she knows.
I know. She has one.
She's equipped.
Like, but
there have literally been wars. Like, there's always been wars over pussy, not over dick.
True.
You think about the most you'll get over dick is a ratchet ass scuffle in a Walmart. Right. Like, that's about it.
Come and go.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you ain't getting that World War III over dick.
No.
Don't give a fuck how big it is, how fucking good he is religion, with his stroke game.
Religion, resources,
and women.
Yeah, and women.
That is literally the three biggest threats to humankind.
It can literally wipe out humanity and civilizations.
I'm like, one of the most famous war stories of all time was behind Helena of
Troy.
Who was not of Troy originally. She went to go be with Paris. And then
that's... Cleopatra. She...
Her too?
Her snatcher just made Mark Anthony.
Mark Anthony, yeah, fucking wild the fuck out.
Right. He said, fuck Rome.
Like, Romeo and Juliet. And he was like, oh, she died? Well, fuck it. I do too. Like, I can't live without this pussy. Like, my nigga. Like, I've had some wonderful pussy in my life. Present company included. Like, just... I'll manage. Like, I'll miss it, but I'll manage. Right. Like, I'm not about to kill myself.
Yeah, it'll be somebody else. Yes. Maybe 10 years from now. To get over my PTSD, but I'll bounce back.
Yeah. Yeah, it might take a while, but I'm willing to give it the old college try.
Right. Like, but yeah, no, it's just, this is just a weird time in human history to be pissed off about just female roles or women just having the main lead. People just can't wrap their heads around it.
And the crazy thing is they act like this is fucking new. That's what is pissing me off about it. Like, these same motherfuckers, well, I'm not going to say all of them, but a lot of these same motherfuckers doing this bitching about women taking the lead in movies. I'm like, but you like the Aliens franchise. That is 100% woman power fucking movie.
Yeah.
Ripley's a fucking beast.
Yeah. The first Terminator. Sarah Connor.
Yeah, Sarah Connor. Yeah, touche.
I'm just like, man, you guys are, if anything, you guys are the pseudo-woke guys are just triggered over anything.
Even go into the 90s. Buffy the fucking Vampire Slayer. Show and movie.
Yep.
Nobody was complaining about it.
No, this is all brand new development. I tell people, like, you guys are being told to be pissed off.
And even, like, even in, like, regards of non-action type roles, like Sister, female-led. 227, female-led. Even though the Jeffersons were technically led by goddamn George... It was his fucking wife and the maid that really had all the, like, best shit.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the maid. She was roasting that nigga alive. Same with the Brady Bunch. Alice was clowning everybody.
Yep. And Marsha's almost still relevant to this day.
Yeah, she is.
Marsha. But now, like, it's just, I don't know. That's why, like, I don't want to make all of my TikTok content centered around just attacking these dudes. Because that's... That means I have to do homework because I have to, like, go through the She-Hulk comics and be like, look, this is why you're stupid. Like, really, she could be clapping Avenger cheeks right now if she wanted to.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Jane just died. There ain't no reason she couldn't pull up on Thor. Like, I got something to make you forget her.
Yeah.
And that's exactly something she would say.
100%.
It's just like, yeah, you'll forget about her. At least for tonight.
Right.
See, now you got me imagining things.
She-Hulk and Thor getting it on?
Yeah, because of the part in Thor when he flicked his clothes off and all the women fainted.
No, even the dudes were accepting of that shit. The dudes were like, "Look, how am I supposed to match up to that? He's over here just setting the bar high."
This nigga sitting right next to me in the theater when that happens. When it happens, she goes, And I was just like, I respect it. I was like, I can't even get mad. Like,
right. I was like, y'all, like... There was no uproar when Zeus stripped fucking Thor. He's like, yeah, I'm a big fan of Zeus. Like,
hilariously enough, Brooklyn Nine-Nine predicted that.
Yeah. I saw that.
Gina Linetti, when she quits the precinct or something, she goes, or she was lying to somebody about something. She's like, yeah, I'm in charge of the new Thor movie. And just she said, spoiler alert, there's going to be way more frontal. And then, boom, Thor gets stripped down. I'm just like, yo, that is funny as shit.
But yeah, no, I think people need to simmer down and just enjoy a show meant to be just enjoyed.
It's literally just a fucking popcorn show. It's not meant to be deep. It's not meant to tackle major social issues, even though they touch on them.
Yeah, but it's not Supergirl.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, it's supposed to be exactly what it is.
Even little young women, all little girls can still, you know, watch it and be like, hey, I can be, well, you know, of course not be super, but, you know, she's a attorney at law and, you know, it's just.
You could be literally where the fuck you want.
Yeah, she was a lawyer first.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what she's embracing. She's always embraced that shit first. She's done some superhero shit because they recruited her and she's like, eh, you know, I'm not really doing nothing right now. Like, other than that, it's like, oh, I got a case. Like, sorry. Can't do it. Go get the other Hulks.
Right. Which we see that's where that's going. I'm trying to get her blood. I'm like, oh, we're about to get a Red Hulk and a Red She-Hulk here soon. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if they're going to do the Blue Hulk.
I think people are going to get pissed off no matter what.
Well,
the more female leads, at least for the next, I'm going to say 10 years, conservatively, they're going to be pissed off until this whole misogyny movement dies down.
I mean, and if you think about it, there's been a lot of black female role leads, like Mary Jane, Murder, How to Get Away with Murder.
Even hell, speaking of her, the Woman King, which motherfuckers are
fucking. Typically, a woman can't be a king. She's got to be a queen. I'm like, you don't know African history. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, just enjoy it if you don't know.
Because they did bitch about that. Oh, King Valkyrie, but that's a woman. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. Technically, the word king is genderless.
It is. It's the ruler.
It's whoever's the fucking charge. Like, God damn it, dude. Like, that's why there was a band called Queen, and it was nothing but dudes. Granted, the lead was gayer than a $3 bill, but whatever. We didn't care.
Still pull your bitch.
Man was a fucking treasure.
Right.
And he shall be respected as such. I will not stand by for Freddie Mercury besmirchment. I won't. I won't do it.
Oh, hell no.
Because people were trying to talk shit about him because he got named the greatest singer, like, of all time.
That stupid fucking range.
And They were breaking it down scientifically. They were like, his teeth are the reason. Like, the way he had to push air out of his fucking throat and the way his teeth were situated and how big they were, like, it made his vocal range go absolutely bonkers. He could control it. And I was like, well, yeah. Yeah. All you got to do is listen to Bohemian Rhapsody. He hits every note.
Yeah. Like, all the notes.
Yeah. Like, and I heard, and I didn't confirm it because I didn't actually look it up, but apparently that's him singing the background too, and the hook when it sounds like it's all for him.
Yep.
That's him doing all that.
Yep.
And I was just like, damn. Freddie fucking Mercury, baby.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, man, like.
Yeah, he will take your bitch and not do nothing with her.
Nope.
Just to prove a point. I'm like, I respect it, Freddie.
Prince wore platform heels and a blouse and
still. And assless chaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And make you pancakes.
Yeah.
And beat you in basketball.
He can do all those things.
But, like, I'm just like, man, like, y'all are so fucking soft these days to be threatened by.
Yeah, I don't get it, dude. Just like.
A green 7-8 foot woman. Like,
fictional character.
Yeah.
Like, that was my.
Fish lady.
That was my biggest beef with She-Hulk. Is like, why'd they make her so short? Like, that was the only thing I had a problem with. I'm like.
Oh, no, some dudes were getting pissed off because her hair. Like, oh, Jim Walters' hair is curly. How come She-Hulk just has these long flowing? I'm like, because she's a fucking Hulk. I was like, Bruce Banner's, when he's Hulk, his hair changed every fucking time. I'm like, but who gives a shit?
In the first Hulk movie, he had the emo bangs.
Yes, he did.
Like, and that wasn't a hairstyle he had as
that
fucking.
That bothered the fuck out of me. I'm like, why does he look like he's agreed to, because tonight will be the night. Like, I'm just like.
Walk this lonely road down the lonely road that I am. Yeah, dude, just like, why does he look like Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Right. I was like, man, we're getting upset at the wrong things right now.
Yeah, for real. Just like, Jesus Christ,
it's amazing,
dude.
Content to come across on at least TikTok.
What's your favorite animated Disney movie?
Ooh. I don't know. It's like a toss-up between Hercules and Mulan.
Okay. So, we'll use Hercules. See, that'd be like, they are doing a live-action remake of Hercules.
Disney?
Yes.
who's going to play Hades?
That's exactly what me and Angelique were talking about. I think since he's going to be CGI because of the flame and everything, they can still use James Woods. Certain characters should...
No, I did see something like that, but I didn't know it was going to be a live action.
Yes, and Danny DeVito's already said that, like, I'm available. I'll do it for free. Let's fucking do this. And he's the perfect age to do it.
Yes.
Because Phil was supposed to be older, so it's fucking perfect. And, like, come on now. But that'd be like Greeks getting mad if, like, they cast The Rock as Hercules for the remake. Like, no, that's kind of what...
They were mad when he was cast for Hercules.
Exactly. Damn, I forgot about that. Good job, Brain.
Black Samoan?
Good job, Brain. Like, yeah, and he looked like a fucking Greek dude. Like, like, dude, my grandpa is he's darker than The Rock. They from the real Mediterranean side of Greece. Like, sunshine, gleaming off the water. You just ain't got no choice but to be fucking melanated. Like, y'all motherfuckers, y'all are so stuck up on, like, what you think somebody should look like or how they've traditionally been portrayed. Like, fuck out of here, dude. Like,
I just wonder if
there's white Filipinos and there's black Filipinos.
Oh, yeah. They're actually called Negritos.
Yeah.
100%.
I know. I was like, dude, there's, like, stop it.
Like,
it is mind-baffling. Mind-boggling.
The Spaniards, before it was renamed the Philippines, they called it like the Island of the Painted People. Okay. Because they were tatted up so crazily.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna spend unnecessary money that I shouldn't, because I'm gonna go get a DNA test. And if I got, like, I'll say if I have 10% Polynesian in me, I'm going to get a Polynesian tribal tattoo. I'm like, I need to know what island that's from. I'm like, please be Samoan, because I'm just bow left chest all the way down the arm, just tribal, like, yeah.
I already have a design figured out, and I send it.
You actually gonna get one?
Yeah, but I gotta save up $2,000 to get my fucking sleeve done.
Yeah, you gonna, yeah.
They're like, it's gonna be $2,000. I'm like, fuck, I gotta do a lot of side work.
You gonna do you getting an actual tattoo artist to do it, and not like,
I am not gonna go out here to some fucking corn fed fucking dude that does skulls and shit.
No.
And try and get somebody who...
So just go home.
Exactly.
I'm going to. 100%.
Mine would...
I'll go
like,
to the fucking mountains.
I will go to Samoa. I will pay for that ticket. And like, I need one of y'all to do this shit for real. Like,
that's
let's
going to
go.
Hurt.
Like a motherfucker it is. But do it. Please and thank you. Like, just...
You know, because like there's...
I'd go get all this lasered off just to have that shit uninterrupted. Or they could weave it through.
Oh,
because
no, because, like, all my friends are like, when are you going to get more tattoos, dog? I'm like, look, I've been waiting for this. I did a lot of research on my tribal tattoos that I want and how they tie into everything. Like, I really wanted, like, everything, every line, every tooth, everything. Like, I wanted it all to have some type of meaning.
You going to go to the chest, too?
Yep.
Like, they have over the... Okay, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a whole fucking
thing. Inside of the arm, too, everything? Yep. Yeah, yeah, that's $2,000, yeah. Yeah, you're going to do it fucking right. Like, when I know it's not going to come back Polynesian, so it's just a pipe dream on my behalf. But.
You got legs, motherfucker?
But I do. Well, no. But I'm not going to get a tribal tattoo if I'm not part of
that
tribe.
He's trying to be head of the table, and he know he ain't.
Fuck you. but I do have a back piece I want done, and it's going to be about $2,500.
Dude, there's some dope-ass, like, Greek tribal, like, type shit, too.
Yes, there is.
When I was looking at, like, oh, there's
also some Mayan tribal that I don't like, and I want to find an artist to fucking kind of blend it to. But if I don't, then my back piece is going to be like a dimensional rift going down the middle of my back with a Spartan on one side and a Mayan warrior on the other.
Can it be an Aztec warrior?
No, it cannot. Like, dude, wait till my hats start coming in. I've ordered so many Mayan-themed hats from Mayan gods. The only one I didn't get was the Bat God, and that's just because I did not have the money that day, and I'm so pissed. I hope somebody cancels the pre-order so I can get it. But, like, the same dude who does that, he does Mesoamerican.
Oh, whatever his name is?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I play Smite.
Who says video games don't teach you shit?
Dude, there's so much lore on that bitch.
Oh, I know. That's the one reason I, like, downloaded it and looked at it. I was just reading through shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's dope. But that dude who does it, he did a dope-ass, it's a death disc from Aztec era and shit. And I was like, damn, his dope color scheme was dope. And I was just like, I can't do it. I'm not Mexican. I just refuse. And his job is making me racist against him. Not even all Mexicans. Just the Mexicans at work. Oh, fucking can't stand these sons of bitch. Even, like, I love it because even Ricky, who is Mexican, is like, man, fuck them dudes. Like, I was like, you're Mexican. Yeah, fuck them. Even Alejandro don't like them.
No.
And that's the most G-Mexican I've ever fucking met in my life.
10,000%. I call him Don Ollie for a reason.
Oh, man, yeah. He's got bodies. No way a man that old can dig a hole that fast and ain't buried some people. Ain't no fucking way.
Anyway, that's the Rebel Warrior episode. On culture appropriation, why you shouldn't die on stupid hills, incels.
Yeah, you fucking morons.
Log out.